Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Live with Linda. Our topic today is, it's okay to love again. And joining me today to discuss this hot topic is Mr. Thomas Andrews. And I will add that Mr. Andrews or myself are not proclaiming to be experts on the topic of love. However, we are simply having a discussion that could possibly shed some light and ignite some very interesting dialogue in your relationship between you and your partner. But before we indulge in the discussion, let me go over a few housekeeping rules. Starting with, all calls will be muted during the discussion, except for the featured guest. If you have any questions, I ask that you hold them until the end of the show. And finally, but most importantly, please be respectful of one another, as this is a no-judgment zone. Now, please join me as I welcome Mr. Thomas Andrews to the show. Mr. Andrews, it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to have you join me this morning.
Hi, good morning, Linda, and hello to everyone. My name is Thomas Andrews. I reside in the Atlanta area. I am from Savannah. I've been married for 10 years, and I've been divorced 10 years. But and I have two beautiful kids. One's 20 and one's 15. And I've been dating in the area trying to find love. So this is a good topic, and I'm looking forward to discuss it with everyone.
Great. Well, Thomas, I see and hear a lot of frustration on social media and among people I come in contact with about not being able to love again or simply choosing not to love again because of a past hurt they have experienced. And each time I hear that, it amazes me to hear somebody saying that or I read about that. And the reason being, I can't see giving any individual the power to choose not I love again. Okay, I get it that you were hurt. Yes, you gave it your all and did everything possible to make the relationship work. But have you ever stopped to even think and realize that, okay, if I've given my all, I've done all that I could do to love this person and still come out with my heart broken, you don't necessarily have to give up. There's several views, several ways you can look at the situation that will help you see that you're only in control of yourself. You can't control someone else's actions, and it's their loss. Or you may simply have loved the wrong person. But don't let that one individual determine whether or not you love again. I, in my opinion, I would say take the experience and learn from it, but don't take the experience into the next relationship. In other words, be over it. Get out of your feelings and proceed wisely. Oftentimes, women, and this is, coming from me, we react off of emotions because we're just emotional beings. And we start to blame ourselves, like we did something wrong. So from a woman's perspective, when we love, we do more than just say it. We show it. So, Thomas, my question is, why is it so difficult for a man to show his love?
Wow. Well, it's different for, everyone is different, of course. I can only speak for myself and my experiences, what I've had, and, maybe dating or being involved in some significant relationship. I have been involved in a couple of significant relationships that I've been divorced. I just feel it's important as a man to, identify a woman's true love. You have to know how you can get there with the closeness, and keeping in contact with each other, with this great communication, and just spend that quality time together. You have to express your love to each other, and mutually reciprocate it. You have to do things for each other constantly. So I think, that leads to you having that open communication and eliminates that uncertainty about each other and what your plans are. And then you can make that next move together.
Okay, so are men just afraid to not only, some men are even reluctant to say the word, I love you, but are men even more afraid to express that love and show that love. Give me your
opinion
from a man's point of view.
No, I don't. Men are not afraid of the word love. I feel that they have to know that they're being placed in that position to be received and respected so they can show that they are capable of loving you. And a lot of times, you know, men feel like they're not being in that position where they can have that manly feel to say, okay, I can take control of this situation and make decisions. So that's what I'm getting at as far as expressing, a man expressing his love, he needs to be in control of the situation and control of himself and his thoughts and emotions.
Okay. So, I mean, are you saying that women, we take on a leadership role. We won't let the man lead.
Well,
do you think that get in the way?
Well, you know, women are should be loved and spoiled. As a man, I would love to do that for my woman, you know, because I like to see the effects from all that happiness that I'm giving her, so it can be reciprocated. As I said, you know, you just got to feel that balance and knowing that you're getting what you're putting out. And sometimes, you know, I think the woman, you know, the mistake is, you know, they feel like they have to match the man pretty much. And I think, like I said, the woman is the greatest gift to a man. So when a man is receiving all that, and it shows us our ability to be a man, you know, that shows our manhood and the whole situation. We're really trying to let you know that we are going to handle the situation the best way we can. This is how we're going to do it. And this is how we love. And I say I love you all the time to my woman, you know, when I'm dating. And that keeps me happy. It keeps her happy. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. But we put walls up after we loved and didn't get the love in return. And I heard you mention something about, you know, having that reciprocated back. And it sometimes causes us to go into this protective mode, and we start playing hard and acting like we really don't care, when truth be told, we really do care, but we often risk missing that opportunity to experience real love. So my second question is, why is it so easy to give up on love and live behind the walls?
My experience, as I state, you know, and most of my relationships have been fairly well. I mean, they've been received well. You know, we used to have, you know, lots of fun together and do things together. But the main thing that usually stopped a lot of that was the communication. And that's been the most hardest part for me to move past relationships, is the communication. And communication, you learn the true affections about each other. You know?
Absolutely.
And yeah, and that's how you learn each other's ways, styles, habits, and things of that nature. But if we don't have that, there's always going to be some separation.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of my pet peeves in a relationship. Not only should you communicate, but you should effectively communicate. You know, you just can't make decisions or do things without considering the other person. You're not in a relationship by yourself. You're in a relationship with someone. So you have to find some way. You know, if you're not a communicator, learn. You know, have a teachable spirit. You know, not just say, hey, you're trying to control me. Get out of that mindset and just find a way to communicate with your spouse or your mate, your partner. And I think that's the foundation. And if you got that well established, then everything else will fall right into place, because you'll learn to respect each other and you respect each other's decisions and feelings. So I agree with you on that.
Right. And
a lot of people They say, yeah, mm-hmm. communicate, but they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that one. And, you know, love is more of an emotional type thing. It's more than emotion. It's an action, you know, and the right action, I must add. But we find that we use that word love so loosely. People just say it, you know, just to appease the other person. You know, and then it becomes part of the norm, you know. So why is it so easy for us to use that word so loosely?
You know, like I said, I feel, you know, it's about being joy. And I like to consider, you know, joyful appreciation for each other. That's the key. You know, you have to, you know, receive. And once you receive, you have to give it that back. And that, you know, creates triggers in us. You know, that gets us, you know, stimulated to say, wow, you know, I really like the way that made me feel. So if you can you do that for each other, making each other feel a certain way about each other, that boosts your self-esteem. And then it boosts, especially boosts, you know, my woman's self-esteem. I'm looking forward to that. You know, makes her happy, makes me happy.
Some men and women would just say it, you know, just because I know that's what you want to hear. I want you to hush. So I'll just say it. I really don't mean it. I'm just going to say it.
That's not love. That is not love. So, you know, love, if you want to have love in your life, you always got to constantly say things to manifest it. You got to keep it going. You know, you can't be, you know, one way one day and one way the other day, you know, because you have to constantly, like I say, with that communication, you checking in with each other every day. It's like taking your prescription every day, waking up, saying, hey, honey, how you doing? You know, hope you have a great day. You know, come on. Let's keep that communication, that joy, talk going all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, and I'm sorry.
You're getting to know the real you, and you getting to know the real you.
Right, right. I did some research and I looked in the Bible, and I found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4-7. It gives us a perspective of what love should be.
Hmm.
And it says that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So as I read that question, I said to myself, can love be frustrating? You know, that came into my thoughts. So in your opinion, is that a valid question? And if so, would it be safe to say that there may be a little selfishness going on with one or both parties in the relationship?
Yeah, I would never want that in my relationship. I know it happens. You know, it has happened. But, you know, love is a statement of power. You know, that's something you want to definitely hang on to because it means so much for within your heart. I mean, if you're saying it, it has to come from your heart.
Right.
And it can't be organic or anything like that, you know. So if you're with somebody, you know you want to be with this person, you know, you don't just use that loosely and just use it, throw it out there just to keep somebody thinking one thing and you're thinking another thing. So that's not being true and honest. And your intentions have to be always focused on healing and loving each other. Yes. It's all about that mind, body, soul, spirit connection.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Do that any other way. I mean, you using that love, that's your strength and energy.
Hmm. Okay. So that leads me to say that you have to understand love in order to know how to love. So if you don't understand love, you're not going to have that ability to love.
Mm-hmm.
And to know and understand, you know, what language your spouse or your significant other speaks, which brings me to that wonderful, marvelous book, The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate by Gary B. Chapman. That is a beautiful book. That should be next to your body in your relationship. Everybody that's in a relationship, or if you want to get in a loving relationship, you should read that book because it will help you identify how to best communicate and love your significant other. You know, it may not be a fix-all, but it would definitely make expressing your love a little easier. Otherwise, it's like you speaking English and your partner speaking a foreign language, which is going to make it difficult. You're not going to be on the same page. You're not going to understand each other. And some of the five love language that this book speaks about is affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, and physical touch. My Lord. what's your thoughts on the five love languages, Thomas?
Well, Linda, I must say that is an incredible book. I own a copy of that, and that book has really gave me a lot of therapy help in my relationships. And I've introduced that to people I've dated and tried to get them involved as well. And I believe in that book, and it has some really good communication tools to keep any relationship happy. But fall into categories. I know you're going to go over the categories. You did touch on those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I fall in each category in some respect, but I have two main ones that are my favorites that I constantly make sure that that's going to be my first thing I do every day. You know, and one of those was quality time, of course. That's what I mainly focus on when I'm in a relationship. I tend to quality time. And basically quality time is just, you know, means that you're giving someone your undivided attention. You know, you don't want to just say that means just sitting around watching TV together. You know, that means getting out, doing things, taking a walk, things of that nature.
Absolutely. You know,
having eye contact when you're talking to each other, you know, just listening to your day and especially your feelings and emotion to each other. But, quality conversations, just being together, keeping that communication. Yeah, that's one of my main ones. And I'll give you my second one because you did that earlier and you kind of emphasized that physical touch. Who doesn't want to be holding hands, getting those hugs every day, right? Coming home from work after a long day, you want that hug. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. Come on with it. You know, when that woman or that man walked through the door, you know, you hadn't seen each other at least for 8 hours or more. You know, hey, honey, how are you? Kiss, hug, you know, yes. Make that connection. Yes. Don't just walk in, hey. What?
Every morning I wake up, I'm giving my hug, giving my kiss. Have a great day.
Right. Makes things so much easier. And it's just these simple things. You know, my primary love language is quality time. And my second language is physical touch. But also, which the other one that's more importantly to me is acts of service. You know, you can... The affirmations are good. Tell me, yeah, yada, yada, woo-woo. But I need to see. Show me. Show me you love me. Show me something. Give me some kind of sign, indication. And you don't have to do it all the time, but do it some of the time. Most of the time, show me something. And it don't always have to be through gifts. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice home-cooked meal, right? Coming home to dinner.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. Absolutely, just simple things, you know.
Right.
What can I get for you? Or, listen, a simple phone call just to say, how can I make your day better? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mind-blowing, isn't it?
Oh, that's the beauty of it. That is a good one. Act of service. Just doing small things for each other. You know, if you're going to do the laundry for her, you know, you're busy. You know, you're working. You're taking care of business. So yeah, just take turns and do things for each other. With
right,
love.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Right.
So I must agree with you that's a very interesting, great book to have. I would even suggest, you know, because so many of us have that Steve Harvey's book, what is it, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Yeah. That's okay. It's an okay read, but replace that book with the Five Love Languages. You know, that book helps you to get to know your significant other. And it helps you to identify that what language that person speaks so that you guys can interact in a more loving, kind way as opposed to just living together. You know, a lot of people just exist now in relationships. You know, hey. Then they come together and they go out and put on this facade and then they go back and then, hey. So... This book could definitely help you
right. Get
a little closer to each other.
Yeah, it's only expressing that best
like
version of you.
Book, but I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, it's expressing the best version of you. I mean, you were already that person. You're just remembering and looking at that and utilizing some of the key elements and keeping that in your relationship strongly going every day. But it's a great book to keep and look at every day.
And, you know, the quality time thing, which a lot of people, even just by merely observing other people in relationships, a lot of people find it difficult to spend quality time. They think because just we're at home together, that's quality time. But I beg to differ there. Just because we're under the same roof, that doesn't mean we're spending quality time together. You know, like you said, quality time is enjoying one another, dialoguing, you know, connecting. But we'll find time to do any and everything else in the world. But when it comes down to spending that quality time with that special individual that we say that we love so dearly, we have a problem with that. We can't get there. Then that brings up an argument. You know what I mean? And Go ahead.
No, you're right. I mean, that does create a little tension in the home. You know, you have to get out and enjoy yourself. I mean, it's a lot of small things you can do. You know, getting out to a festival every now and again, you know, going out to the lake, you know, having a nice picnic together, you know, things of that nature, going to the beach. I mean, I'm all about having fun. Life is exciting. So
right.
All your time is definitely a must. You know, you definitely got to keep that going. Keeps you young and healthy.
Right. And, you know, if you go back to what First Corinthians said, love shouldn't be a struggle. You know, you shouldn't have to struggle to love someone. And if that's the case and you're struggling to love someone and you're trying to force it, you're probably more than likely with the wrong person or you're loving the wrong person. It shouldn't be a constant tug of war for somebody to spend time with you. I keep seeing on social media, it just keeps coming up, Thomas. Now, how true is this? If a man wants you or wants to be with you, he's going to find that time to spend with you, that time to be with you, as opposed to making excuses or giving reasons why he can't be with you. Is that true of a man, Tom?
Absolutely. A man should always find time for his woman. I mean, if you are speaking on my behalf, if I'm involved with a woman, I want to check in and know how you're feeling every day. So for me to not give you that time and respect you and call you and say, how are you doing? That's not appropriate. That's not having a relationship. That's more of a, like, you distance yourself as a friend. and possibly
wow.
not even. Yeah, you always should be able to communicate and check in and let someone know how you're feeling if you care about them.
Okay, so what if you don't say, you don't contact your mate throughout the day? You just wait till you get home. You don't call, you don't text, you know, you don't do any of those things. You say that's just you treating me like I'm a friend?
What about that's not showing any genuine sincerity towards you, saying, okay, I really want to get to know you. I really want to let you know who I am, and we're really connecting. I mean, that's like a separation. You know, you're not being.
But what if you've been in this relationship for maybe 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, but your mate won't pick up the phone and call you throughout the day, or even text you and say, hey, baby, how are you? How's your day? What's that?
Well, that sounds like that should have been some time of you all talking about what's been going on through those years. I mean, that's pretty remarkable if you're not that connected. You know, you can't check in with each other and see how you're doing after that spending that much time together. So unless you know, you just got some other you need to work on. You know, there are some other issues in the relationship where you can't, you know, come to those terms of saying, okay, I need to hear from you, and you're not responding. So that sounds like there's some more other issues.
Okay. I mean, because say an example would be, I let you know what I need. So I may say, you don't call me at all during the day, you know, text me, you know, send me something, you know, let me know I'm on your mind, you're thinking of me. And they say, you're on my mind, I think of you, but they don't do anything to show that act of service is not there.
No, that's something totally different. And like I said, you got to have those dialects. And you got to have that quality time. So, and that all leads up to acts of service. But, you know, you have to put it in. You have to really have that feeling of wanting to be with each other. And you want to know that you miss each other. I mean, that's how a strong relationship works, you know. And like sitting back, love is patient, love is kind, you know. You stick through all those things.
Yes. Wow. I'm excited because, you know, that's me. I'm a communicator. I got to have my quality time. The five love languages, that's just so me. But yet still, throughout the day, I'm going to be that person to say, hey, how are you? How's your day going? Just thinking of you, something like that. But I need that to be reciprocated back. Because I want to feel the same thing, you know. That's all. I mean, interesting topic. That's all we have time for this morning. I hope you were as blessed as I was from the pieces of nuggets that were dropped into our spirit. And we'll tune in again next time for another exciting moment of encouragement with Live with Linda on It Will Happen Blog Talk Radio. Again, thank you, Thomas.
And thank you very much.
And along with those who tuned in live and those who will listen to the playback of the show, I'm truly grateful for your support. Have a great rest of the week. And, Thomas, it was a pleasure chatting with you, my friend.
Thank you and all the guests. God bless.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.